Tonight's shiur is a lekavah the yontif of Sukkot. There's no parsha shiur this week because we read the Kriyas HaTorah for Sukkot. So that's right for next week. Maybe we'll see. We'll see what next week brings. Baruch Atah Lamo Moshiach Kol Ra. It has to do with taking tonight's shiur has to do with taking a drink outside the sukkah, among other things.
Taking a drink or
well, let's see. We'll talk about both. The pasuk says, we're laying this pasuk. Of course, is the Kriyas HaTorah. Both on Shabbos and on Sunday in Parshas Emor, which is where we find the presentation of the mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. It's in Vayikra Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Membeis. Basukas Teishu Shivas Yomim Kol Ezrach Bi Yisrael Yeshu Basukas. You have to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. Every citizen, every Jewish native has to sit in the sukkah. Then it says in Pasuk Mem Gimel, Leman Yedu the Rasechem Kirasukos Oshavti Espen Yisrael Ba'otzi Osom Eretz Yisrael Neshon Lekechem, so that everybody will know, all the generations will know that the Jewish people dwelled in sukkahs when they came out of Mitzrayim. Just as a side point, we pointed out in the past, and people should calm down. We pointed out in the past that people should know this. The Bach comments that this is one of the mitzvahs that a person should have kavona. I always remind my family during Kiddush, the first two nights of sukkahs, right before Kiddush, that tonight you should have in mind why we're sitting in the sukkah. Usually we don't always have to have in mind when we're performing a mitzvah what the reason behind the mitzvah is. But here, since the Torah says, Laman Yedu the Rasechem, Torah itself gives a reason, so the Bach and others point out that actually the Torah gives a reason, so we should have that reason in mind actually when we're carrying the mitzvah. Okay, but what I want to speak about relates to the first pasuk, Basukas Teish.
So in most cases we just worry about the how.
Right, and we do it, but we don't have to always know what the back is. Right,
necessary.
Right,
but
by a few mitzvahs,
it's required to know the why.
Right, so the Bach mitzvah here by Sukkot. So sometimes people remind themselves, you know, my family, I try to remind them on the first night when there's a chitz in the Sukkot, so here's why we're doing it. Yes, the children, similar to like Pesach. Anyway, but it says Basukas Teishu Shivas Yomim. So what does the word Teishu mean? So the Gemara has a drosha, and after Chav Zayin Amid Aleph in Sukkah, the Mishnah actually states, I'll read the Mishnah quickly, the Sukkah quickly, this part of the Sukkah, it's not really Nogei the Shia directly. The Mishnah says, of Elezer, Omer, actually it appears in a couple places in the Gemara, so it's, you can really pick it from any place. But the Gemara has like this, it formulates it clearly here. The opinion of Elezer is you have to have 14 sudas in the sukkah during the course of sukkahs. Each day, 7 days, one meal in the daytime, one at night. The Chacham said, no, there's no set limit, either minimum or maximum. Except for the first night, you must eat in the sukkah. Meaning, oh, so that's a question somebody in the Farshim. Yes, what about Shalosh? Good, yeah. There's always going to be a Shabbos in 7 days. Good, good kashim. But since Shalashud is technically in the Yotzei with other things, with fruit or whatever, don't require sukkah, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight a little bit. Not about Shalashud. Well, that's a shvacha hat. Some people point that out with regards to when Erev Pesach lands on Shabbos. You can't eat matzah because it's Erev Pesach, and you can't eat chametz because they're after this month. And then what do you do with Shalashud and Erev Pesach when on Shabbos? I think happens not this coming year, but the following year. So then you daven early, make two meals, all kinds of eitzes. But there, some people say you can rely on learning. Well, I don't know if it's a great idea to rely on that all the time. Anyway, yeah, no, it's oft quoted. Yep. And there's a famous story with Brisky Rav. I don't know if it's a true story, but they say over in Belleville that he was once rushing before Shkia. He was going to give a shir, but he hadn't eaten shal shus. He ran, he grabbed a grapefruit, and he ate the grapefruit. So one time he asked, I thought you can be Yotze, you're going to give a shear, so wouldn't that be Yotze? You can be Yotze Shal Shus to the shear. So he says, you can't slug up a grapefruit. Meaning a shear, you can, if someone asks a good kasha, the whole shear goes out, so how are you Yotze Shal Shus? The whole shear is no good. But a grapefruit, you can't slug up a grapefruit. That's one of these stories. Anyway, but the Shal Shus kasha is a good kasha. I think they asked that question. But in any event, that's a shita of Elezer 14, one by day, one by night. The Chum said there's no kitzur, so there's no minimum, there's no maximum. Meaning, again, you have to eat in the sukkah if you're going to eat certain foods. But let's say you want to eat potato chips and soda all week long. So then it turns out you'll never have to go into the sukkah except for the first night. How do we know? So that's the part of the Mishnah I'm reading. Now the Gemara asks right away, my time of the Belezer, what's the Belezer's reasoning? Gemara says, Teishu Kein Toduru. Because the Pasuk says, Basukas Teishu. We have a Joshua, Teishu, not Teishu from sit, because you're allowed to stand in the sukkah too. Teisha doesn't mean sit, but it means dwell, like it says Vayeshev Ha'om B'Kadesh. Doesn't mean they actually necessarily physically sat, and that's where they were. That's where they are. That's the place that they occupied. So there's a mitzvah to be in the sukkah. Ke'ein Toduru. The way you do Toduru, like the word in Eretz Yisrael for somebody's apartment, is a dirah. A dirah means a dwelling place. So you have to live in the sukkah the same way you dwell at home. Ma dirah achas b'yom v'achas b'layla. Just like in the days of the Gemara, they used to have two meals a day. What do they call it now? The European plan or something?
Yeah.
In the days of the Gemara, they had two meals a day.
Breakfast.
Sort of a late brunch or late breakfast and dinner, right. So Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion that just like when you're at home, you normally have two meals a day, one in the morning and one in the evening, so during Sukkot as well, because you're supposed to do in the Sukkot whatever you normally do in your home. And the Chachamim, Rabbanan, they agree with the drasha of Teishu Kein Tadur. There's no argument. So it sounds like Rabbi Elazar has a good riot, because he says just like during the year you eat two meals in your home, so you should have to eat two meals a day in the Sukkot. And the Rabbanan disagree, and they say, no. Madira, Kedir, it is like Dira. Madira, Iboy Ochel, Iboy Lochel, Av Sukkanami, Iboy Ochel, Iboy Lochel. No, he said, we agree Teishu Kein Tadur, but they don't have to have two meals a day. Even those days, that was the common practice. Today, you have people have three meals a day in America. It doesn't mean you have to have three meals a day. One day you may be very hungry, you may have four meals, five meals. Some day you may not be hungry at all. You won't have any of those. It's up to you. So that's what Elazar says. That's what the Chachamim say. It's the same thing. It's up to you. Sukkot also, it's up to you. Except for the first night, a different story. But the rest of the week, it's up to you if you want to eat. And if you're going to have a big meal and bread and everything else, so you have to eat in the sukkah. It might be six meals, it might be one meal. So it depends on you. But I wanted to show you, that's the famous drasha of Teishu Kein Tadur. You should do in the sukkah, whatever it is, that you ordinarily do at home. So the Gemara a little bit later, on Daf Chof Ches Mabei, says, so the Mishnah, it says, Kol Shivas Hayomim Adam Osa Sukkoso Kevo Beis Arai. For the 7 days of Sukkot, a person should make his sukkah like his permanent place, Beis Arai. And his home, that's just a temporary. He's in the house, he has to pick up a few things, take things in and out. But basically, he should spend time in the sukkah. And the Gemara then says, Tana Rabbanan, again, it's the bottom of Chof Ches Mabei. Tana Rabbanan, Kol Shivas Hayom Adam Osa Sukkoso Kevo Beis Arai Ketzad Hayulo Kalim Noim Malam Sukkah. You have nice utensils, bring them to the sukkah. No, there's always a discussion in our household. We always bring the nice dishes in. I'm not saying I don't want to make a hard time for the wives. You know, people want to serve off paper. But if you're going to serve off paper, it should be high quality. You know, I don't know, high quality paper. It shouldn't be dumpy looking. Seriously. If you can do it, and the husband should help clean the dishes or whatever, then you should bring the nicer dishes into the sukkah. For sure, that's what it says. Kalim noim malam sukkah. Matzos noim malam sukkah. Nice things to sit on, mats, whatever. Then it says, Ochel vishosa. You should eat and drink and spend time. Mitayel doesn't mean a tayul, you're not going to go hiking around the sukkah. It means mitayel means to spend time in the sukkah. So it says, Ochel v'shoseh, mentions both eating and drinking. Those are things you do in your home, so that's what you're supposed to do in the sukkah. And Gemara asks right away, that's the right, and brings the whole idea. Ochel v'shoseh, mitayel v'shoseh. Similarly, in the Torah's Kohanim, from the Sifra, in the Sifra, the Torah's Kohanim, which is the Medrash Halacha on Parashas, on the Sefer Vayikra. So there,
as far as eating on nice utensils and Teshuvah Kein Tadur,
yeah,
would it be just to get the first night and not?
No, I think that's the whole week. It's called Shiva Sayyamin, all 7 days. First night, there's a special chiyuv to eat pas, eat bread in the sukkah. Gzeirat Shavuot, the Gemara connects. The first night of Sukkah is the first night of Pesach. It says both, the Gerah Shavuot, because both times it says 15th. Pesach is the 15th and Sukkah is the 15th. Just like on the 15th of Nisan, you have to eat a kezayis of matzah, Pesach. So in the Sukkah, you have to eat a kezayis of bread or matzah in the Sukkah, the first night. We always wondered, where exactly is that Gerah Shavuot? Where does it say anywhere that the 15th of Nisan you have to eat matzah? It doesn't exactly say it. The word Chamishosa doesn't say it. It says the 14th Bo'erev. It says Bo'erev Tochel Matzah. I'm trying to figure out.
Why do we come to the conclusion that it's minimally on Pesach? We only have to eat matzah the first day.
Right, because that's what the Torah says. The Torah says, you have to eat matzah. You can't eat chametz the rest of the week.
No.
But the rest of the week, the Gemara has a drasha to work out that the rest of the day is optional.
They learn that only the first day of Sukkah.
The special chi of the first night to eat a kezayis. So we don't make a full there. It doesn't compare everything. In other words, the point of that is the rest of the week, if I want to eat chocolate bars and potato chips all week long, so I'm allowed to do that, according to the Chachamim. I'm not going to have any bread.
And I'm sorry.
Shaila is again about Shabbos, Yom Tov, you have to have pas, but I'm leaving that out.
How's that tied in with Pesach?
No, just the first night, just like on Pesach, the first night you have to eat a kazayis and matzah. The whole rest of the week you don't have to eat matzah. You can eat potatoes the whole week. But the first night you have to eat matzah. So too, in Sukkah, on Sukkah, the first night you have to eat a kazayis of bread in the Sukkah. That's the connection.
Okay.
Okay, I'm off the field. But what I want to show you is it says, Ochav is okay. Ochav is shosa. So similarly, it says in the Taurus Kohanim as well, Basukas Teshu, this is Per Gid Zion, Osei, it says, Ein Teshu Elokein Tadura Mikan Omru Ochav Basukka Vishosa Basukka Vitentile Basukka Umal of Kalim Basukka. Again, the same ideas in the Bryson Taurus Kohanim. Knock that down, that's Yud Zion Hey. And okay, so that's what we do. What's interesting is that in the Yerushalmi, on Perek Beis Halacha Yud, it's page Yud Aleph Mid Beis, the Yerushalmi doesn't mention the word shosa. It doesn't say anything about drinking. It just says Ksiv Basukas Teishu Ve'Ein Teishu La Tadura Kimoda At Omer V'Reshma So V'Shavtembo. Just like it says about going to Eretz Yisrael, you should sit V'Shavtembo. That means you have to sit. It's not talking about your physical posture. It's talking about that's where you are. Right, that's what we know. We're explaining that the word teshu in our pasuk in Emor doesn't mean sit; it means dwell. I mean, that's where you should be. All right, but anyway, it says she ochel besuka umetayel besuka umala kela besuka. It's interesting. Yerushalmi doesn't mention about drinking. That's the ha'ara. We'll have to see. I don't know if there's any significance to that or not. Okay, so that's the basic thing. Yeah. Probably, yeah. The thing is, what you do, no, but if you're just sitting around talking, you should do it in the sukkah, absolutely. Now, if you're going to, Hershey Park, wherever they take the kids, that's something different. You're going to the Bronx Zoo, so that you don't have to be in the sukkah. You can say, can I leave my house?
Yeah,
whatever, I heard, yeah. So well, the question is, what is the, that's fine, because, you go on a trip for Chalamoy, so that's not considered you're leaving the sukkah. But if you normally do something at home, I don't know, you bring the telephone into the sukkah. I think so, for sure. Yeah, that's what I do. Okay.
As you do in
but more
house,
than that,
so
right, right.
You
should try. People should also try and sleep in the sukkah. So there are more rights. And in these climates, sometimes it's chilly, or people have other concerns, but certain time, and there might be a tour for married people, because the wife may not want to come to the sukkah, the husband doesn't have to either, but the single bachem, they sure should try and sleep in the sukkah. I don't want to start trouble with anybody, but should try. I know in my house, we always sleep in the sukkah. We bring pile up the mattresses, and that's it. It's a lot of fun. All right, anyway, that's that. So that's what I mentioned about drinking. Getting back to the matter at hand. So
when you make bracha, there's no, absolute sitting.
So the Rambam has, again, off the field, the Rambam has a lashon, you should make the bracha and then actually physically sit down. The Rambam does say like that. Because the bracha, leishev, the nusav, but the pashtus is, that's not what it means.
And how often do you say that?
That's a different question. So let's say I had breakfast, I made a leishev sukkah, and I stayed in. Now it's lunchtime. I don't have to make a new leishev sukkah. But if I left, you went out, you went to the store, you went to work or whatever, you came back, you have to make a new bro. Okay, now I want to go back to another mission. I'm jumping around a little bit, but it'll all tie together, I hope. It says on the Chof Hey Amar Aleph, another mission, it says, Ochlin v'shosin aroi chutz l'sukkah. Mishnah states, at the end of the Mishnah, you may eat and drink aroi, something temporary, outside the sukkah. In other words, when what you're eating or drinking is not a meal, but like a snack. You're just taking a glass of water, a cup of soda, a candy bar or something like that. That's called aroi as opposed to keva. You're not sitting down to a meal. It's on the fly. You're running. So, pardon me, that can be chutz l'sukkah. That's the lashon of the Mishnah on daf chof hei amud aleph. In another Mishnah, on daf chof vav amud beis, it's the next Mishnah. Even though there's a couple of pages of Gemara in between, but it's the next Mishnah on Daf Chav Amud Beis. It says, "Ma'aseh v'heviel ol Rabbi Gamliel." Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai lito mesatamshil. They once brought Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai something to taste, just to taste the food. Ol Rabbi Gamliel shnei kosovos. They brought two figs to Rabbi Gamliel. Udli shomayim and a cup of water. Ve'amru helom l'sukkah. Said, bring him to the sukkah. Bring him up to the sukkah. So the Gemara right away is, Maisa Listor. You just told me in the last Mishnah, Rashi explained, he just said in the last Mishnah, it says, Ochon v'shosan raya chutz l'sukkah. He wasn't eating him. They bring him a seed. You like the soup? Is this good? The wife or whatever was cooking. So he wanted a sample, a taste. That's not a meal. It's a taste. It needs more salt, whatever. So he said, I'll bring him to the sukkah. Or they brought a couple of fruits and a glass of a pitcher of water. So he said, bring him to the sukkah. What do you mean? That's not a meal. So Gemara asks, Maisa Listo, usually when the Mishnah brings a Maisa, a story, it's to support what it had said previously. But sometimes it brings a story which seems to be in contradistinction to what we said before. So the Gemara often asks the question, Maisa Listo, are you bringing a story to contradict what you said before? So you told me the last Mishnah that you're allowed to eat outside the Sukkah. Something of a temporary nature, just a tasting something, or it's a glass of water or something. And now you tell a story, the Bechon and Zakar and Amulio said, no, you got to bring it up to into the Sukkah, right? So the Gemara said, no, Chisurei Mechsera, the Hochik Sonny, something missing from the text. Namely, In Bol, Hachmer, Atzma, Machmer, Veles, Bemishim, Yuharo. If you want to be machmer on yourself to eat even a temporary thing, even a snack, even a glass of water in the sukkah, that's okay, and it's not a problem of you are right. And then, my son, if you live in Yechamin Zakar, Thomas Atavshav, we're going to live snake or something, we shall mind, from hell in the sukkah. They brought that as a riot. A person's allowed to be machmer upon himself. That's the that's how the Gemara makes it clear. So, Mikra, strictly speaking, when it says Teishu Kainta Dura, what does it mean? Like in a house where you're sitting down to a meal. That's explained. You're sitting down to a meal. You know, everything, again, except the Yishami didn't say about drinking, but the Sifra and the Mishnayis and the Gemara and the Sukkah and the Babli says about eating. And then the Mishnah limits it and it says something which is arai of a temporary nature you can do outside the Sukkah. However, if you want to be machmir upon yourself, that's an appropriate chumr. Sometimes chumrs are inappropriate. This is a different Shia, but there's something called Yuara. Sometimes a person is machmes, it looks like, you know, Yuara means excessive pride or boasting. What was that?
Boasting.
Boasting. Oh, I'm going to be such a fermak, you know, I could say today. Right? He's not going to. So that's not the case here. That's allowed. You're allowed to be machmes. In fact, the Rambam writes himself, the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Vov, Halacha Vov, yeah, states, Ochlin v'shosim yishenim b'sukkah kol shiva bein b'yom ben b'lala. First the Rambam says, again, Perek Vav, Hilchos Sukkah, Halacha Vav. You eat, you drink, you sleep in the sukkah all 7 days at night and a day. V'asa lechol suda chutzah sukkah kol shiva. You're not allowed to eat a meal outside the sukkah for the whole week. Elen kein ochel achilas arai. Unless it's a temporary thing. It gives a shia, kebetza, pochos, you know, a little bit around this amount of food. I'm going to go to the shia right now. Veining is shame. You can't nap in outside the sukkah at all, even a temporary nap, a short nap. Unfortunately, explain because short naps quickly turn into long naps. Okay. Anyway, that's one of the reasons. Umutar listos mayim velechol peres chutz l'sukkah. But you're allowed to eat, drink water, and eat fruits and things like that outside the sukkah. But umisha yachmer al atzma velo yishte chutz l'sukkah filu mayim. Someone wants to be machmer upon himself and eat in the sukkah everything, not even drink water outside the sukkah. Harei zeh meshubach. Okay, it's considered praiseworthy. That's what Rambam
passes. Why did it say it's yeah. Arai, and then he says about peros
mayim? I hear. I don't know. That's his example. You're right.
But it could be. I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess why particularly those examples?
What's the rationale? He says you're not even allowed to nap outside
right.
The sukkah. Napping, you would say, is... You know,
right, so they make a distinction between shena and achila. Shena,
right.
First of all, persons that people are satisfied sometimes even a little bit of sleep. That's one. And but more significantly, is or another answer is that, again, since you may only plan to nap for 10 minutes, and by the time you turn your watch over, it's been 2.5 hours, right?
So when
that won't be all right, it'll be...
You can eat outside your house. Sleeping is only done in your house. Because the shame of
okay,
the
maybe
also.
Okay, maybe okay,
is...
Okay, could be. Good. All right, so that's the Rambam. Now, in this Shulchan Aruch, these didn't appear in Aruch Haim, it's in a tough Reish Lamed Tes. Sif Aleph in the Chaber writes, Ketzad mitzvah yeshiva v'sukkah, what is the mitzvah yeshiva v'sukkah? Sheye ochel v'shoseh, mentions drinking, v'yoshen amitayel, the Rambam adds, the dar b'sukkah kol shivah sem. We live in the sukkah all 7 days. Bein v'yom, bein b'layla, kederach shu dar b'veis, v'shayim osa shana, just like living in the house the rest of the year. Right? V'chol shivyom osa adam es beis harai v'sukkah sokeva, ketzin kelem hanoim matzos hanos b'sukkah, v'klei shtiach, you got a shishas v'kosu b'sukkah, nice glissar and fine. Okay. Anyway, but things you're cooking, you don't have to bring the sukkah. You don't bring the pot, you know. All right. Anyway, that's another thing we mention always, try to be makban on also. You know, it'd be like your dining room. Many people bring, huh?
Don't bring the pot.
Right, just like you wouldn't bring it into your dining room. If you would, it's one thing. But many times, let's say you have a dining room, so the housewife serves, or the whoever's serving serves from the pot in the kitchen, you know. But then they bring a bowl into the dining room. You don't usually bring on the Shabbos table a big pot of soup and put it down on the table. So maybe it's better not to do that in the sukkah either. Sometimes they do it. Some people have a setup. They have a special table. They have it. Or, for example, I wanted to mention about the garbage can. Most of the time, you know, the people don't bring the garbage can actually into the dining room. You know, this is kind of like a camping, you roll it into a thing. So probably for the same reason, maybe you shouldn't bring the garbage can to the sukkah either. All right, anyway. Okay, you're allowed to eat water, and a wine is a whole question. I won't go into now. And lechol peros chutz l'sukkah. Then he mentions like the Rambam, some of his machmas, areiz and meshubah. There are more rights. Vafilu kova alayu. Even if you're eating a lot of fruits, now, even if a person ends up eating not just he manage makes a meal out of fruits, still once that's the din, and you don't have to you don't have to do it inside the you don't have to do it inside
it's
the sukkah.
Not the same rationale with the man.
Right.
Right.
But that's the point. Once it's certain items are automatically considered arai, no matter what. Right. It's the food. Right.
You can every day have your lunch as a pear and an apple.
Right. But that would still not be chayav in the sukkah. Right. Right. The Ramah in the Darkei Moshe quotes his whole discussion that we've shown him again. It's a siman tov for Yishlam and Tes. So the Darkei Moshe Os Dalad. The Ramor writes, sorry, just a moment. So much sleeping, hold on. Here. The Chainer, the Ogri quotes Rishonim, the Chol Shtia Kora Arai. Ramor quotes, and Ramor writes that some people say that drinking is always Arai. Okay, well, wine is possibly a difference. I don't want to go into wine. That's what he says. Kol shtia kara. Umi u'kosar v'avigda the Shabbos yom t'achilas arai shom avikeva. To the shtia miki keva, fine. The Shabbos may be different. Hol v'adam kove atzmal ayayim. Because they use wine on Shabbos and yom t'if as great achashir is fine. I'll call it. Mashu nim kove atzmal ayayim tzorech sukkah. V'chein mashu agos ashri. Umi u. Shtia as yayin dvash with sheikha, honey, sweetened drinks like that. With or without peros, so that maybe it can be, is mutter chutz l'sukkah. On the other hand, on the other hand, this teshu came to duru, ein shtia b'lo achila. People don't just usually drink by themselves, they're drinking and eating put together. Anyway, this is a discussion that we've shown about. He says, mir nirat lina dina, da hamekil b'shtia lo hifsin. Ramon himself writes, again, is in Darkei Moshe, and tov for Yishlam and Tes, os dalad, da hamekil b'shtia lo hifsin. So why don't you make it about drinking anything that you haven't lost anything? To harei harambam, the harosh, the harif, kulu, svirle, de la perilo boy sukkah. You don't need, fruits don't need sukkah, and so the juice of the fruit is not going to be, or water, things like that, it's not going to be more machma than the fruit itself. Okay? Umashra filu kavalai, the harif maram, sheikhma rechlis peros, kosarosh of the ein lahachma, the chis keva, miklalam, and the make of the chis keva, ein tzor sukkah, in kain hua din gabishtias yayin. Anyway, that's what the, I'm all right, there's plenty of room, if one wants, to be mako on drinking outside the sukkah, and therefore, if you want to just grab it in the water, the water fountain, or whatever else, so there's nothing wrong with doing that. But drinking.
Let's say people have these mortars, that's all they can to make a from a drink. You know,
but that's what the Ramos lost is afiluk by fruits. He writes afiluk kavalai.
I'm saying, but they have now these
shakes.
Shakes. All these shakes.
I don't think it would matter. I don't think it would matter. It appears it would not.
It's not a
right. I don't think it would matter.
So why not just you run to Dunkin' Donuts? Why is that? It's not
keva. Right, but no. So that's the thing. When it comes to food, so when it, see, you know, I don't have time to go now. But when it comes to Birch Hamazon, for example, you look in the Mishabur and the Pesukim in Birch Hamazon. Certain things are considered automatically keva. So mizonos is keva.
Well, we once had a shiur. I think it was Rosolowski that donuts is things that are not.
Well, donuts it's baked differently because it's cooked first.
Right.
Yeah.
But also things that aren't royal, you know, shulchan shemela.
That's the bishlakim.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So there was.
Well, like bishlakim.
So would that have? Would that be no gear? It's like if it's something that's, you know, not really.
I don't
a
think for bracha purposes it matters.
No, that's a good brachas, but as far as sukkah is concerned.
Oh, I still don't think so. I think we're making his own sin. Well, check. What's interesting is the Meiri, one of the Rishonim, commenting
right,
on...
Basically,
yeah.
For that, almost has more substance to it.
Right,
what's
right,
the
right,
rationale?
More chashivas to it, yeah. Okay, so now listen to this, though. So what I really wanted to get at, after all is said and done, that there is room for drinking. Because you're allowed to drink outside the sukkah. And I pointed out to you before, the Rishalmi, interestingly, doesn't mention drinking as part of the chidah. The Bavli does and the Sifra does. The Rishalmi, I don't know if that is why, but that's a reality.
I don't think it's a question of brachas. It's just a question of zonos. Because you could, I mean, on meat you make a shahakol, and that's,
right.
That's not excluded. You have to eat that in the
sukkah. No, I right. think it's tamah piece of meat you could also eat. Yeah. I think so. But listen to what but I really want to focus on drinking. Because listen to what the Meiri writes. Very interesting. He says, Yesh Omrim, some say, and it's very much no Gela Maisa. Is the Meiri is in Sukkah in the second parak. It's on the Gemara on Daf Chos Hayam at base. A Mishnah Hamishi. It's coming down at Mishnah. That said, Ochum Vishosin Arai Chutzal Sukkah. So he says like this. Yesh Omer in the footnote, number 184, says, Lo Motzos in the Furish Barishonim. I didn't find who says this. He says, Miri says, Yesh Mefarshim, Yesh Omrim, but the, is it Shabbat Sofer who wrote this edition? So if I'm going to put out the Miri, somebody else, Yosef Klein, or Klein, okay. Anyway, they couldn't find, the team of scholars that worked on this couldn't find where, but it says, Yesh Mefarshim, fine. Yesh Omrim, rather. Shekol shtia below achilas dover hamechuyv l'sukkah aroihi. That's true that any drinking without eating something, which requires a sukkah, is aroi. However, the im achila, but if it's with eating, he nigreres achar achila. It goes after the achila. Im achilu keva afi keva. Im ein achila keva afi ein keva. Now listen to what this means. He's saying when you drink, if I'm just having a cup of Coke or something like that, and I'm not eating anything with it, then in a chanami, you don't have to do it inside the sukkah. There's room to make it, like the Ramah says, a maker with steel o'hifsid, no problem. However, if you're drinking in the context of a meal, that's I'm having a meal, and I want a glass of soda. So what the Miri is saying, im achila keva afi, then it's called keva. So now we come to an important point. In other words, if you're eating in the sukkah, you can't go into the kitchen in the middle of the meal and have a glass of soda or a cup of juice. Even though the cup of soda, the cup of juice by itself, you'd be allowed to eat. But once it's in the context of the meal, then it follows the din of whatever food you're eating with it. So if it's a food that needs the sukkah, so then the drink also needs the sukkah. So that's a tremendous din, because a lot of ta'ah, very much nogeya. Exactly. I mean, I'm not criticizing people that according to this Miri, okay, well, if you already been, but if you have, if it's a cake or something like that outside, just go in for the tea, or... sometimes, you know, you're clearing the table, so you go inside, so there's a glass of juice.
Doesn't matter
what it is. I'm saying it doesn't matter. No, I'm saying sometimes the person's having cake, and then they go inside to have tea. If the tea is part of the dessert, it's considered part of the meal. So what I'm saying, but more than okay, I think for many people, is when you're clearing off, and you haven't benched yet or whatever, you have a water cooler in the kitchen, so you have a quick glass of water. That wouldn't be right. That's not included in the heter. The heter is to have a drink by itself. But that's the Miri says. I'll read it again. Im shakol shtia below achilas dovar mochilas sukkah arai. Any drinking which is not accompanied by eating something which requires sukkah, ain't a chanam, that's arai. The im achila, he nigreres achar achila. But if it's drinking with food, with eating, then it follows the din of eating. And im achila keva, afi keva. If the food is keva, it's a meal, then that's also keva. That's how the Miri writes. He wants to bring a rye from Rashi like that.
If you go to Dunkin' Donuts, you buy a coffee and a donut, right?
Yeah.
So you usually drink your coffee on the way. You'll find a place that you don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
You're saying that you can't.
I don't know. It's a good question and probably very possible.
I don't even understand. Right. I mean,
but that's it's a tremendous din.
Today, we don't eat a mizonos the same way that they eat a mizonos.
That's true. That's a different shiloh. Okay, we'll talk about that another time.
Well,
in terms of Rishonim, so again, the person who put out the edition of Miri said he didn't find who said this. He brings a raya from Rashi, which maybe a raya from Rashi. But among the Achronim, the Binyan Shlomo, or Shlomo HaKom Mizuma, in Simon Mem Aleph, it's actually in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. He's talking about a different issue, but he says, V'chein nearly lomar gabe sukkah. The Tnan, the Oakland, the Shosin, Rai Chutz, the Sukkah, the Hanukkah Beitza, Haina de muter lecho kebetza chutz la sukkah mishum de ena el achilas arai. You're allowed to eat less than a kebetza worth outside the sukkah, right? The bite, the sample of food or something like that. Because that's called achilas arai. Va torah lo chiva lecho besukkah rak bekovei atzmo lecho. Avol, im hischu lecho besukkah, the ochol kebetza. You sat down and ate in the sukkah and you had a normal meal, right? And you wanted to eat something else outside the sukkah, you know, even if it's a candy or something like that, you know, at the end of your meal, this bita mitzvah say the sukkah. So after the osa achilas shachol chutz sukkah ain't roshir kliyas, even though that which you ate is only a very little bit, it's less than a kebetza, it's a tiny amount. However, mikol makom hari gomar sudas chutz sukkah umitzar finan ma shachol b'sukkah gam kein. Okay, so he said the same thing. The Bin Shoma said he's not talking about drinking, but he's talking about eating something which also ordinarily may not require sukkah because such a small amount. But again, if it's in the context of the meal, then you'd not be allowed to. So the Bin Shoma says it too. And lo and behold,
yes.
He says tenase. Is it manse and lotus?
Well, there's no real love to eat outside the sukkah. It's not going to say. The sukkah station is no love there. But anyway, that's the Bin Shoma. And similarly, the Rabbi Yosef Sholem, not Nathanson, the Shal Tshuva Sholem Meshu, writes in Mahadur Raviyo, in the fourth volume, Chela Gimel, Simon Yud Aleph. Again, he's talking about something else. He's talking about, you know, we just said in the Rambam that if you want to be machmer, it's a good idea, right? To be machmer, not even to drink outside the sukkah. But there's a Gemara that says, "Kol potam and ador roseo nikra hedjet." Somebody who's potam something and does it is considered foolish. So he tries to explain the gedarm of that. But anyway, in the context of that, he also mentioned somebody who does something which he doesn't have to do is foolish. Yeah, we're busy enough with the mitzvahs we have to do.
But
right?
Didn't you give you a patur that you don't have to?
Right. Okay. See, that he talks about it. That's what he talks about. But in the middle of that thing, he writes as follows. Uchaes nira dover chodesh. Dihine nira lafias lafianes daiti haya nira. The after kaimel and the okan atkilas arayach chutz l'sukkah. Haine dim ena rotsa lechas l'sukkah v'ocha chutz l'sukkah. Amina deina mechuyil lechol b'sukkah. Aval im kvar yosra b'sukkah. V'ocha dover shechayil lechol b'sukkah. Shuv ena roshay lehaniach l'sukkah v'lechol chutz l'sukkah. Av shir achilas arayach. The time of dover nira lafianes the came in the kar nikpa al chiyav v'sukkah. It's chayav afal shir arayach. Once you're chayav in sukkah, so now you can't start breaking it down to each individual bite. Once you're in the sukkah ready, so now you can't say, well, now there's, you know, there's been hoggah. Sometimes, I don't know, you know, sometimes you take a bite of something, you're still chewing, you walk inside the house. That's, I think, what you're saying you're not allowed to do. That's what you wouldn't be allowed to do. That's what the Rav Yosef Seif mentioned.
So the real question is, you're going to say, I'm going to have dessert later. Forget about mazonos, and mazonos have things to cook anyway.
Right, we're just going to have candy, and I have fruit. Right, that's exactly, I think that's...
If you link it to the meal, you got to go...
Then you got to go back in the sukkah, I think it's correct.
Anyway, because you have to make a bracha on it anyway.
Right, so that's it. Yeah, but I don't know if it matters. I don't know if it matters, the bracha. That's what I'm saying. See, this is the Rav Yosef Seif writes as follows in the... And there's Yalkut Yosef and Hilchos Sukkah and Oz Tez Zayin. Afal pi shemutal lecho peros olishos mayim chutz l'sukkah. In the middle of his meal, also litom klum chutz l'sukkah, v'asar filo mayim. Okay, No, see, if you've already benched and we're saying for brachas purposes, I don't know. I think they're saying it's still considered part of that same meal, even though you have to make another bracha rishona, because not, you know, it's not all davish alafis supposed to pass. I don't know if it's the same gather. I think so, right. That is what it is. Yeah, time out of the broch, I think so.
Yeah, the lesson they use is that it's the tari to the
suda. The kevas, because that's the meal is lesson.
You can't say anyone that the suda is not part of suda.
I don't think so.
You bring it after
the suda. Right. I think even though you have to make another broch, a different thing, right? That's what I think. Keva, I think so. And listen to what he says, v'chein kishyesh prusa b'fiv, if you have a piece of challah in your mouth, v'hischa lilos, and you started to chew it, in yotzim asukah, you go out of the sukkah to go get something. He said, also, hamshich lilos mechutz l'sukkah. Hold your mouth to get back to the sukkah. Yikbos pivah shiach l'sukkah, v'af mishos tamayim, v'sim sudas l'chayv, I was told some of the sukkah. So that's how the posuk writes. So I'm saying it's really rooted in the Meiri, and the Bin Shlomo and the Sholem Meshu pick up on it.
This is really a chumrah, because even in your own house, if you're in the middle of
it, I know, you do it. You go, I know.
You just eat it, and
that's it. I know, in a chanami. But it is a chumrah, but that's what the Achumrah is. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov, what does it say? Siman Tov, Reish Lamed Tes, same Siman. In the Shahar Tzion, Os Chof Tes, Shahar Tzion, Os Chof Tes. Here's what he writes. He says, you're right, because it's not a food that's a lafesh bos hapas. The bracha on the pas on the bread only includes the type of food you normally eat with bread. Why do you have to make another bracha for etzel tzeach of fruit? Because it's not covered by the bracha of amotzi, because the bracha of amotzi only covers things that one normally would tend to eat with bread. You know what I'm saying? For example, if you serve in the middle of a meal the duck with orange, and you wouldn't have to make a special bracha on the orange, because that's part of the... But if you have a fruit platter, you do. There's a very good case, and maybe you should make a seventh bracha.
Excellent. Oh, when the fruit serves as an appetizer?
I think so. I think you should.
Oh, really?
Okay. But even there, it might be different, because there you have the challah right there. People eat the challah still with it, but. Okay, like we do on Rosh Hashanah. Let's say we just had Rosh Hashanah night. Make another bracha on the apple. Right? Oh, sorry. Rosh Hashanah night with the apple. We made another bracha, right? Mm. No, is it the same then? Okay, anyway, listen to what the Mishnah Berurah says.
There's a mihag, but I see Rabbanim who eat, if you give them ice cream, they eat a piece of challah with the ice cream.
Really, to make sure it's covered by the bracha? Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, that's probably why.
In the sukkah or general?
No, general.
But we don't say bracha on the vegetables. There's others from Baal.
Right, so first of the question, with vegetables, do you do ordinarily eat with bread? Although some swans say I do make on the vegetables also. I wouldn't eat those vegetables. Anyway, Vaiter. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Yud Gimel of Siman Tov Reish Lamed Tes about the water and everything else. He says Atam da Achilas Peres Afilu Harbe Bekriyas Choshi Rak Achilas Arai Depas. Even eating many fruits is always considered arai. But who adina? And here's your it's about meat. V'hu adin achilas boser v'dogim u'gvina, meat, fish, cheese, u'sharmin e'machal chashuvim kipera l'das v'shachon orach. It's considered like fruits in this regard. V'lo hechman v'sop rakot habshol sin chamesh haminim. The only thing to make out of the five grains. V'hinei mashigir ha'o v'filo kavalai koi gam alayayin, fine. And he says, k'moshu mukhu darke moshu, we mentioned darke moshu before. So in Sikot n'chof tes, os chof tes, in the Shara Tzi, and the Mishnah writes, chay mashu v'yagro. V'hod v'isa gemara ochem v'shosim v'sukeh, haynu l'achar achilas v'suda, sh'derech lishtos oz, tzorech lishtos gamkein v'sukeh, d'nichlal hu v'suda. When it says ochem v'shosim, that's a unit. Now, it's not that there's a separate chiyuv to drink outside in the sukkah. In a chanami, if you're just drinking a cup of soda, no problem. But when it's ochlin v'shosim, it's a unit. So he says, tzorech lishtos gamkein v'sukeh, d'nichlal hu v'suda. Avos shtiyah b'liach ilo chashiv l'chai v'sukeh. Shtiyah by itself is not enough to have l'chai v'sukeh. The teishu can't do it, amar chama, ain't shtiyah b'liach ilo. Okay? So, and then he writes, the Epsher, Mishnah Berurah writes, he doesn't quote from the Binyan Shalmo, or from the Shalom Eishiv, or from the Miri, but he says, the Epsher, the lefi zeh, af mayim, b'so chasuda, ain't kedai lishtos chutz v'sukeh, the tzorech iyan. So Mishnah Berurah says, at least it's a tzorech iyan. Let's see Pesach Frank discusses this point a little bit in the Mikroi Kodesh on Sukkot at the end of the Siman Lamed Aleph, page Kuf Mem Beis. He discusses, he's the one, that's where I found the Binyan Shlomo. Today's Frank has referred me to the Binyan Shlomo. The Shabur I know, but the Binyan Shlomo, he hasn't mentioned the Miri, I don't think, but I mentioned the footnote. But he mentioned the Binyan Shlomo in the Shalom Eishiv, and he says, the Epsher quotes the Mishabur, the Epsher even water. And then he says, however, Ulam Lo Mashmah came with the Shulchan Aharav. He quotes from the Rabbi Balatanya that he thinks the Rabbi Balatanya held not that way. That it's not just because it's part of the meal, it's not automatically makes it follow the pattern of the meal. So it's a question of psak. The Ravad Yosef we saw in the Yalkut Yosef before, in the Tshuvas Yechaved Das, he's discussing a different matter. Okay, he's discussing a matter of Brocha in Chilik Hay, Simon Mem Ches. He's bothered by something different. He says the question was, "Ha'ocha sudosa b'sukkah v'me'achag." You're eating the sukkah. V'shachach levarach brichas leish b'sukkah kodam asuda. And he forgot to make the bracha before. It happened sometimes. You go in, you sit down, got fatomot. He didn't make the bracha. Now he's in the sukkah part in the middle of the meal. Can you make the bracha now? What if your meal is done, but you're going to hang out there for a while? You know, you're going to sit in the sukkah. It's a nice day, so you're going to spend time in the sukkah, whatever. Can you make the bracha then? So that's really his. This whole topic of Ovel Asiyos, and I'm going to go into the whole tshuva, but he says, in the context of the tshuva, he says, Mira Shima dying human shech pisudoso. If the meal's going on, afo pishin gomer lecho paz, he's done with the bread, right? And the main course, so to speak. Rak mamshe lecho mine targima. He's eating, you know, like dessert, a little, you know, what do you call them? You know, dessert type foods. Otavshel operos, some kind of fruit dish. Lekinua chasuda as a dessert. Rashai levarach leisha v'sukkah. Even though you may still say leisha v'sukkah, but afopi should tavshul peres mutal lecho chutz v'sukkah. Even though these items themselves don't require the sukkah, he wrote to the hachmer v'lecho mehem v'sukkah. Ain't levarach leisha v'sukkah. Unless I want to follow the Rambam. We mentioned before the Rambam says a guy wants to be makpid, not even drink water outside of sukkah. But even the Rambam wouldn't say, but you got to make a leisha v'sukkah. No, drink the water in the sukkah. We don't have to make a leisha v'sukkah. That's for sure, because only a chumra. Shein levar chleish v'sukkah al kriyasuda. You only make chleish v'sukkah on something which is koveya, the pass, the right amount, and so on and so forth. He says, nevertheless, mikom mokom, kevan shekan meduber shekova sudos al pass. He was already koveya suda on the pass. Kol hemshech ha'achila shebeosu suda nechshem bechlal sudas keva. Anything which is part of that meal is considered part of sudas keva, shetuna brocha, and requires the brocha, and he brings the rayas to this. So even though he's not discussing exactly our case, and again, I showed you in the Alka Yosef, he says they're not even chewing inside. Now he's discussing exactly our case, but it's the same principle. You may still say a leisha basukah on an activity which by itself wouldn't need leisha basukah. If I'm just going to have a fruit, which is nice to be machmer to eat in the sukkah, the fruit and the water, like the Rambam said, a reza meshubach, but you wouldn't make a leisha basukah. Still, if it's in the context of a meal, so then you are mechuyav to eat in the sukkah. And that's why you still make a leisha basukah. So possible.
It was raining all day.
Yeah.
Became, what a beautiful
night.
You
yeah.
Sleep in the sukkah. You would not say
a leisha
that whole day?
Right, that could happen, yeah. Yeah, it could happen. You would make a leisha on a particular day.
So sleeping in the sukkah is not enough to...
Right, the weird pasuk and based on Tosafot, you don't make a leisha with sukkah. What I often do, if I go to sleep, I eat something first. I have an excuse to eat a piece of cake. I tell my wife, I wouldn't want to eat cake, but I have to make a broth.
You're willing to make a bracha on something that's not sleeping. No,
I'm
making
sure. Yeah, that's well, why not? Still eating. Right, you would make a leisha. Unless, that's the point of what I just said, unless the fruit is part of the meal, then you would still be able to make a leisha if you hadn't made it from before. You don't have to make it. It's interesting that Rav Sternbuch has in the Shal Shuvas, Shuvas on Hagos, this will finish, it's in Shin Hei, so he says, he quotes this Mishnah Berurah, okay, and he writes, L'chora poshet shim la'achar asudah shayach od l'sudah chav and l'shtosur kosher gen toch asudah, right, he quotes this Meiri, he doesn't understand why the Mishnah Berurah is not sure about it, he thinks it's poshet, okay, he mentioned like this. He says, "Well, Anias daiti mira, and I'm not sure why, but here's what he says: Shabem mashken nami dechayav and haynu kishe yoshev v'ocha v'acharkach yoshev v'sholse lo yasekem v'bayis al besukah. Avo kishe mafsik v'omed have ambamida gufa darach harayu potah. He takes sitting and standing. A person runs and is standing up, and you grab his drink when you're standing. So that's by definition arai. He wants to say that would be even in the context of the meal. That's by definition arai." I'm not sure that's right. I don't know if that's I'm not sure I agree. Yeah, okay, right. So that's what he would say, standing up.
So how do you hold by a kiddush after shul on Shabbat?
Right, standing up, but maybe that the whole nature of that it becomes like a keva. I don't know.
Never a
right, I'm saying so the whole nature of it is I don't know. So he has what might be a little bit of a cooler here, on this subject. So, but in any event, I would recommend, based on the Mishnah Berurah, that we always, I always try myself not to, even though sometimes, you know, when you're clearing in the dishes, so I've been known as some people ought to maybe nibble something off, you know, in the kitchen, on Sukkot, I'm extra makbid not to do that, because if it's part of the meal. No, Shema. That's a gzer otu. It may come to eat some.
Really,
a good eight. What a great line. That's,
Regardless of what it is, it's a piece of meat.
Right, that's the point. That's the thing. And again, Rav Yosef goes so far in the Al-Qidosa saying they're not even chewing. So it's really interesting, Dan. I wanted to bring it up. I'll just mention one interesting side point. I think I mentioned in the past, I can't remember whether I read it or somebody told it to me. And get a chance to look around. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, we spoke about drinking. So it says that he was makbid like the Ram. He was apparently was trying to be makbid like the Ram, not even to drink outside the sukkah. So he would go sometimes to the Kotel Maravi during Chalamoid. So those who have been, it's so Baruch Hashem, nice weather usually on sukkahs, and sometimes not pleasant from the Kotel, it was unbelievably hot. Sun beats very strongly. So he'd be very hot, but he wouldn't drink water. You know, he wouldn't want to drink because no sukkah right there. You know, he wanted to drink outside the sukkah. But said later in his life, he changed his practice. And he brought water with him. He would drink there. Why not? Because it was uncomfortable, so he felt that was staring his Simchas Yontif. Right? It was disturbing his Simchas Yontif not to drink. So he made a cheshbon, not drinking water outside the sukkah. That's a chum in the Rambam, raising a shubach. But Simchas Yontif is a din d'oraisa, right? So if not drinking was made him so uncomfortable that it ruined, or it, I don't say ruined, the exaggeration, but impinged upon. Yeah, okay, because nefesh is different for sure, but even when it's not because it's somewhat discomfort. In the summer, maybe it's pikuach nefesh. Maybe by sukkah time, it's a little.
You can use that reason.
That's true, buddy. It's true. Okay, my point is, the way I heard the story wasn't pikuach nefesh. There's no question about it. But I'm saying he was saying, well, pikuach nefesh is uncomfortable. We're all thirsty. You know, we've been thirsty. So, but he felt even just being a little bit thirsty was enough of a pagam, so we say, in the Simchas Yontif, that he changed that practice. So that's in terms of the drinking.
It's not a danger, but yeah. I think that, like, I know. My mother will sometimes say, we have so many people in the sukkah, it's more comfortable to go inside. And it's taking away from your own egg if you're stuffing everyone in the sukkah for tea.
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
So if it's make, you know, if it's a chumrah, then why do the chumrah?
So now we come to the question of Shmiat Teres and the Chassidim. One of the reasons they give is that, I don't know how to go into that.
Well,
there's a whole question about, the whole question about, I'm not going to talk about it tonight, but since you brought up, that's one of the reasons they give by the Chassidim there. I have an unusual practice that Shmiat Teres, we're talking about outside of Eretz, in Eretz Yisrael, sukkah is over, 7 days, and that's it. Shmiat Teres is another day. But in Chutz Lars, we have the problem, Shmiat Teres is sort of like, we have an extra day always. So should you eat in the sukkah or not on Shmiat Teres? So the answer is the Gemara says you should. You don't make a bracha. Yes, you must eat in the sukkah on Shmiat Teres, but not with a bracha. You don't make a bracha, but you do eat in the sukkah on Shmiat Teres, you don't make a bracha. No relation with sukkah, right? But you're eating. The Chassidim have the practice, they don't. Chassidim don't eat in the sukkah. And they just during the day, they make kiddush up in the sukkah, but they generally don't eat in the sukkah. So it's a big tumult. So one of the reasons they give is, what he was saying is that they used to come to the Rebbe on the Shmiat Teres. You have all these Chassidim packing.
The answer. I heard it only when I moved to Kina. Growing up, never heard that.
I think that could be that the Rebbe said that. But eventually the Rav was trying to justify, you know, he felt very strongly you have to eat in the sukkah personally. He said that's one of the things that the Rav used to always say. Right, the Gemara says it. The answer is the Gemara says it. But, the Gemara says, Yeshuva Yasrinan, Ubruche Lomurachinan. You sit in the sukkah, you don't make a bracha. So some of the students read it with a question mark. Yeshuva Yasrinan, Ubruche Lomurachinan? Impossible. It's a rhetorical question. I mean, for a good chassid, Baruch Hashem, you know, can't imagine doing a mitzvah without a bracha. Where's the hini mucharam zum? Where's the l'shem yichud? Can't do it. You know. But in all seriousness, the Rav was always, even though he felt very strong, he would tell the Talmidim, even though he personally didn't sit in the sukkah, felt he must sit in the sukkah country, and says, he said, generally speaking, you don't have to follow my minhagim. He would tell the boys in yeshiva, you don't have to follow my minhagim, but you have to eat in the sukkah country. So he felt very strongly about it. He felt. But nevertheless, this is part of the goddess thereof, so to speak. You know, he always went out of his way to try and justify Minhag Yisrael, even when he personally disagreed with it. And here again, he disagreed strongly with it, but he would always justify Minhagim. He felt that if the Jewish people have a Minhag, so then there must be a solid basis for it. So I think that was one of the reasons that he gave, based on a mission. The mission says the chasam is part, you know, all the people, the wedding party, because it's crowded. So he said the same thing with the, sometimes it'd be so crowded in the, and the sukkah, by the way, is uncomfortable for everybody. People are hanging from the rafters. It's impossible. Okay, so then you're potter because it's uncomfortable. Because the rule is, again...
Right,
but the whole idea, because why is mitzvah, by the way, why is mitzvah potter on a sukkah? Mitzvah means somebody who's uncomfortable in the sukkah. Why are you potter today? Bees or whatever it is. It's just impossible. Why are you uncomfortable? Or it's raining. Right, exactly. It's all based on taste. You can't do it. If you had a leak in your living room, you leave that room. So say if it was raining into your sukkah, it's not shot that, it's a special sukkah. What do you mean mitzvah? I'm at Yom Kippur fasting, so we say, potter from fasting, chassid, don't say that, right? You know, a guy doesn't like matzah, tough, right? You gotta, so why do you say mitzvah potter from a sukkah? Because the whole chi of a sukkah is based on teishu came to do it, living like you would live in your home. So in your home, you'd leave the room if you had the heat broke or whatever it was, it's so cold. But anyway, so the Rav was always makbid on, so getting back to this, so the Rav said that reason, Soloveitchik said that reason to defend the practice of the chassid, you know, he very strongly disagreed. He always tried to justify Minig Yisrael. And if it's a Minig Yisrael that people don't eat in the Sukkah and Shemini Atzeres, they're all felt that we got to find a reason for it. So one of the reasons he suggests, I think Rav Shechter writes it up in one of his Svarim, Nefesh Ha'Av, I think the first line. He says, because we saw uncomfortable, all the Chassidim used to come to the Rebbe and Shemini Atzeres, it was so crowded. Anyway, they passed around, the two of them were Tzadok, you know, had a whole Tzadok HaKoin of Lublin, wrote a whole bunch of Svarim. Tzadok was a big genius. Who became a chassid. He came, I think, originally from a Misnagdusha family. He became a chassid. He was friendly with Leib Eger. Leib Eger was a grandson of Rekiv Eger. Rekiv Eger was a stark, Misnagdusha, great Rekiv Eger. And his grandson became a chassid. It was not the greatest family. It was not so thrilled about it. He was a great Talmud Chacham. So anyway, Tzadok HaKohen became close to him. So he has a long essay where he explains all the lumdus behind. I think somebody here reproduced it a few years ago. Gave it out. So... Well, they say that the Satin Rebbe, the old Teitelbaum, the previous Satin Rebbe was a great Gaon, didn't like that defense too much. He thought that we should hope that that's not the right reason. It must be a different reason. Anyway, it's a big tumult. I don't want to go into it, but you asked the question about being crowded. So there is such a thing about being crowded.
When it's raining,
mm-hmm.
I've done it myself. You see it's raining, and it's so cold out anyway, now's a good time to eat.
There's
no mitzvah sukkah then?
So right, it could well be, as a matter of fact, because that's where the Gemara says that somebody sits in a sukkah in the rain is considered foolish. The answer is because it's not even called a sukkah. Part of the din of a sukkah is it protects the elements as it's pouring in, so it's not called a sukkah. So the answer is it's not even a sukkah. That's why there's no chumra. We wouldn't say, oh, he's a guy, just like we said in the Rambam, the guy's potter from drinking water. You don't have to drink water in the sukkah. I want to say machmar is a meshubah. So let's say the same thing. This guy will be machmar sitting in the rain. It's not getting wet. Big deal. No, because so why not? Why not say a guy will be machmar to eat in the sukkah in the rain? So that's not called a chumr because since it's uncomfortable, then it's not even a sukkah.
It's enough for me to put in the first Gemara we learned that.
Yeah.
If you hold that you have to have your 14 meals...
Right, we don't pass on that. We pass on that bond, yeah.
So, because...
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
Go
out of the way. Pachaparan, you mean. Yeah. I don't know if I go out of my way. If it's supposed to clear up, maybe... You don't have to wait. Other than the first night.
Right.
Which I heard now it's not... Earlier in the week, they were saying it was supposed to rain. But the first night's supposed to be good, so we're in luck. But there have been nights. People remember, no? I don't know if some of the youngest... I remember the nights. Because it was that long. That recently, yeah. Yeah, I remember when it was terrible. It was buckets, and I waited and waited and waited. And, the first night's a mess. But the rest of the week, you don't have to wait. Just normally you eat then it's okay. I don't know if I go out of my way. If it's supposed to clear up, say, oh, let me eat now because it's raining. But if I'm ready to eat, then it's raining. So you don't have to wait until it's going to happen. And the same thing, by the way, with sleeping. I mean, once it starts raining, you come inside. And by the way, once you come inside, you don't have to necessarily go back out. We had that list, I think, on Shana Rabbanai. I think when my children went to sleep, by the time I went to sleep, it just started to rain, so we hold everybody inside.
Yeah, you miss your plane and you're someplace where there's not a sukkah.
That's a different, that's called Hochid Rochim. The mission talks about some of that.
Do you not have the Zonos then, or do you?
If there's no other place and you have to eat, I have to check what it is. The mission says the Hochid Rochim are Pturim and a sukkah.
I'm sorry?
Hochid Rochim, people are traveling someplace and no sukkah.
Pturim means they can eat even kebab, right?
Yeah.
You can have a meal.
Yeah. Stock. Let's just maybe before we do that, we should double check. Okay. Just a moment. Let's see if it's here. Cholin and so on and so forth. Right. Just a second. Chosin, that's where the Rav got that other din from. Hochei drachim b'yom p'turim in a sukkah b'yom v'chav b'layla. Hochei drachim b'yom when you're traveling. Okay? Im ein amot, im sukkah yuchlu leil g'darkam av shalai yoshu. Yeah, right. Might be a chumet to try and here he says mikol mokom a machmir tavol of bracha. Okay, but other than that, the patur, yeah. Okay, anyway, these are some of the dinim about tefillin and sukkah. Next week is Leil Hashanah Rabba, so I don't know if she'll be here, you know, the room. What's the plan? Whatever, we'll see. We'll talk about.
There is a shir.
Next week, next time.